From APM, this is the Dinner Party Download, your audio culture atlas. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now the soundtrack in which a great musician DJs your dinner party.
And today our guest is Valerie June. The Memphis singer and guitarist's last album, Pushing Against a Stone, was produced by the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. One critic called it organic moonshine roots music.
I love you, critic.
It's pretty evocative. Her new album, The Order of Time, is a fresh take on bluegrass.
Here is Valerie with a playlist that takes us from a couple of kings of rock to one of the queens of pop.
Hey, this is Valerie June, and I rarely have dinner parties. So I decided to make this one a blowout extravaganza of masterful taste. You'll see where we end up. Okay, first up is Watch the Corners by Dinosaur Jr. Every morning came, I don't like that you could hide it. One time I was watching the lead singer Jay Maskus perform, and I loved it so much. We ended up becoming friends, and he invited me to share the stage with him and sing Watch the Corners with him. I want you to be with us. I've never been on stage with that much sound coming from behind from the speakers and having it basically lift me off the stage like I was sitting on top of a fire hydrant that just opened up. So if I can achieve having the speakers be that bumping as their stage sound at my dinner party, I think everybody in the neighborhood would be invited. And the plan was set in stone long ago. My second song I'd play at the dinner party, Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. I'm such a huge Elvis fan, and I wasn't. I lived in Memphis for 10 years. I'm raised in Tennessee, and I told myself I'm never going to Graceland. But some friends from Germany came over and they wanted to go. You're showing them around town, you have to take them to Graceland. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And what a house to host a dinner party in. Because he was really, really all over the place. Animal print and everything. Won't let our love survive. I'd rather tears from the I just always overlooked Elvis. I began to realize that he really was not defined by genres. He was able to do a little blues. He was able to do a little rock and roll. He was able to do soul. To me, he held it all, gospel, all of it. Yeah, yeah. And the song Suspicious Minds, I don't know why, it just comes into my head. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. Maybe because I have a suspicious mind, and for all the girls who come to the dinner party wearing short skirts, I'll be telling my boyfriend, don't you look at them. No, I'm joking. Next on my list, this is a song that everyone knows and is so worth playing because everyone can sing along to it. Baby Love by The Supremes, in particular Diana Ross. People are into their fried chicken by now, and we're like, baby, baby. Even though we're talking about things going on in our lives, we're also singing. You feel like she's singing to you personally, like you are just sitting in a chair right in front of her, and nobody else is in the room. When I'm looking out at the crowd and my shows, I'm so insular with my work. So sometimes I have to say to myself, open your eyes and address them as if you were Diana Ross. Everyone has an inner Diana, right? Well, the dinner party is winding down, and I want to end it with my own song called With You. Can I understand? Shall we take a chance? So long and pine, or to search and find? Is it toast or toe? Is it toad or toe? Plant a money tree, grow a love so free. I feel like we dance through life, you know, and we don't get very many moments with the people we love and care about in life, so even if you're just having a cup of coffee, can it be a special thing? Can it be a do-si-do? Can it be a toe-to-toe?
Valerie June with a song from her new album, The Order of Time. It's out March 10th, and she's on tour right now.